Intro. Welcome. This lesson walks you through building a layered, sampled base patch, a sub plus a mid or texture layer, inside Ableton Simpler. By the end, you'll have a playable instrument rack called sub plus mid bass, with a clean monophonic sub, a characterful mid layer, and four useful macros for quick control. Keep the phrase in mind as we go. A layered, sampled base patch, sub plus mid and texture, in Simpler. What you will build, here's what we're making. An instrument rack with two chains, a SUB chain, one Simpler holding a clean sine or short sub, one shot, tuned and mono for solid low-end weight. A mid/texture chain, another Simpler holding a growl or processed sample that delivers harmonics, grit, and presence. Each chain gets its own EQ and gentle processing so they don't clash. We'll map four macros: sub-level, mid-level, mid-filter cutoff, and drive. Finally, you'll test the patch with a simple drum and bass style MIDI pattern. Step-by-step walk through. A quick note: as you work, think about keeping the SUB strictly low and mono, and the MID carrying the character. A. Preparation 1. Create a new MIDI track. If you want a clean one quickly, use CMD or Control plus Shift plus T. 2. From the browser, drag an instrument rack onto the MIDI track. 3. Open the rack and create two chains. Rename them: Chain 1 to SUB, Chain 2 to MID. B. Load and configure the SUB layer 4. Drag a Simpler into the SUB chain. 5. Load a clean sub sample. A single cycle sine or a short bounced sine note works best. Use a sample from your core library or import a WAV and drop it into Simpler. 6. In Simpler, choose classic mode and make sure warp is turned off. Warping can smear low frequency phase. 7. Set polyphony to 1 so the sub is monophonic. 8. Tweak the amp envelope. Zero attack, a short decay if you want a tiny tail, sustain full while you hold notes, and a release around 30 to 80 milliseconds to avoid low-end smear. 9. Tune the sample to your key. Play the root note and transpose the sample if needed. If unsure, drop a tuner after Simpler and hold a MIDI note to confirm pitch. 10. Add EQA to after Simpler and use a low pass to keep the SUB strictly low. Set the cutoff around 120 to 150 Hz to start and adjust by ear. 11. Place utility after EQ and set width to 0% to mono the sub. Keep gain unity for now. C. Load and configure the MID/texture layer 12. Drag a second Simpler into the MID chain. 13. Choose a mid or texture sample. A growl, processed synth one shot, or something with harmonic content, and load it into Simpler. 14. Classic mode is fine. If you want sustained textures, enable loop. You can use warp for rhythmic textures, but be cautious of phase artifacts. 15. Set polyphony higher. 4 is a good starting point, so overlapping notes don't choke the sound. 16. Amp envelope. A small attack for punch, decay, and release shorter than the sub for more percussive feel if you like, and adjust sustain to taste. 17. Put an EQA to after the Simpler. High pass the MID at roughly 100 to 180 Hz to clear space for the sub. Optionally boost a narrow band around 800 Hz to 2 kHz by 2 to 4 decibels for presence. 18. Add a saturator after the EQ. Choose soft clip or analog clip and set subtle drive, around 1 to 4 dB, to add harmonic content, so the MID reads on small speakers. 19. Optional, add utility and set width to 70 to 100% so the MID sits wider than the mono sub. D. Balancing and routing in the instrument rack. 20. Close the rack devices and open macro view. Map. SUB chain volume to macro 1 named sub level. MID chain volume to macro 2 named mid level. The MID chain's filter cutoff or high pass frequency to macro 3 named mid cutoff. The MID chain saturator drive to macro 4 named drive. 21. On the track, add a glue compressor after the instrument rack with gentle settings. Ratio around 2:1, attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds, medium release or auto, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to glue the layers together. 22. Optionally add sidechain compression to duck the bass to the kick if you want that kick-bass interaction. E. Tuning, phase, and test. 23. Play a low root note in the drum and bass range, around C1 to C2, and listen for phase issues. If the combined sound seems thin, try inverting phase on the MID chain's utility or nudging the MID audio a couple of milliseconds. 24. Start with relative levels like sub at about -6 dB and mid around -10 to -12 dB, then adjust to taste and context. 25. Save your rack as a preset so you can reuse it later. Right-click the instrument rack title and choose Save Preset. F. Quick MIDI test pattern 26. Program a short ENB style pattern. Tight 16th note syncopated notes around C1 with occasional octave jumps to C2 for movement. If you want glide, use Simpler's glide or mono/glide at the instrument rack level, or use pitch envelopes. Common mistakes. What to watch for: don't leave both layers full spectrum. If the mid isn't high-passed or the sub isn't low-passed, you'll get masking and mud. Always mono the sub. Stereo low-end causes phase problems on club systems. Avoid using warp on sub samples. It can destroy the pure low-frequency phase. Keep sub polyphony at 1 to prevent conflicting pitches. Be careful with saturation on the mid layer. Too much steals low content and makes the patch noisy. Tune the sub. Out of tune sub will clash with the rest of the track. Pro tips: if you don't have a perfect sine sample, render one note from operator or analog and load it into Simpler. Map one macro to both sub level and mid high pass cutoff inversely, so a single knob shifts weight between sub and texture. If CPU is an issue, resample the combined rack to a single Simpler, record the output and use that audio as a lighter instrument. Use a narrow presence boost between about 800 Hz and 2000 Hz to help the MID read on laptop speakers without muddying the low end. For growl motion, automate a pitch envelope or use Simpler's LFO on the MID filter. To keep the kick punch, sidechain the bass to the kick with a fast attack and medium release. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes goal. Build the full rack and make an 8-bar DNB bass loop, 0 to 5 minutes. Create the instrument rack, load 2 Simplers, and pick your sub and mid samples. 5 to 12 minutes, configure the sub, mono, low pass, envelope, tune, and the mid, high pass, presence, EQ, saturator. 12 to 18 minutes, map the macros, sub level, mid cutoff, drive. Add the glue compressor after the rack. 18 to 25 minutes, program an 8-bar MIDI clip with a snappy sub pattern in C1, C2 and tweak macros for balance. 25 to 30 minutes, export a quick loop and compare it on headphones and on small speakers. Checkpoints: the sub should be solid and mono, the mid should be audible on laptop speakers. If the mid buries the sub, raise the mid HP cutoff or lower its macro level. Recap: you've now built a layered, sampled bass patch, a sub layer that's monophonic, low-passed and mono, and a MID/texture layer that's high-passed, saturation processed and ect for presence. You've mapped macros for quick control and learned practical checks. Mono the sub, avoid warping subs, and fix phase if things cancel. Save the rack. Try variations, and automate the macros during your arrangement. Final coach notes. Quick reminders: keep the core idea front and center. One layer strictly low and mono. One layer for harmonics and stereo movement. If in doubt, reduce. Lower MID level or raise its HP cutoff before touching the sub. Check phase by flipping MID phase or nudging timing by a few milliseconds if the sub feels thin. Name and save presets clearly so you can recall different versions quickly. Go build it now. Swap mid-samples, automate the cutoff for drama, resample the result, and keep iterating. Trust small tweaks, a few dB of EQ, a short release, or a tiny phase flip. They often make the biggest difference.